الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Yes, we're going to discuss now, inshallah, the book of purification. We'll continue to discussing the hadith in it. And this is hadith number 8, narrated Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, طهور إناء أحدكم إذا ولغ فيه الكلب أن يغسله سبع مرات أولاهن بالتراب. أخرجه مسلم وفي لفظ له فليرقه, وللترمذي أخراهن أو أولاهن بالتراب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the cleansing of the utensil belonging to one of you after it has been licked by a dog is to wash it 7 times using soil for cleaning it the first time. This is reported by Muslim. Another version has, he should spill the contents. This is another version in Muslim. And then At-Tirmidhi's version is using soil at the first or last time. So this hadith started by saying, "Tuhuru ina'i ahadikum," the cleansing of the utensil belonging to one of you. And the utensil here refers to that which is used for eating or drinking or the like. So after it has been licked by a dog, licking by the side of his tongue. And we know that the dog and the cat, they drink by their tongues. Then he said, أُولَاهُنَّ بِالتُّرَابِ, using soil for cleaning at the first time. Meaning, the first of the 7 times. Meaning, the first of the 7 times should be with soil, using soil. But how is it that the first of the 7 should be utilizing the soil? It may take either way. First you wash it with water, then you sprinkle the soil on it. This is the first way. The second way is, you sprinkle the soil and then you wash the water on it. And another version is that, this is another version, is that if you mix the soil and the water. What's most important is that the first should be the one using soil for cleaning at the first time. This is reported by Muslim, and in reality also Muslim and Al-Bukhari reported it. And sometimes the scholar refer that it was reported by Muslim, yet it may be reported by others, only to indicate that this is the wording of Muslim, and هذا لفظ مسلم. The other narration which Muslim narrated or reported was, فَلْيُرِقْهُ, he should spill the contents. Meaning, before he washes it, then he goes and washes it. The masters of hadith have said that this statement is not authentic. Yet, even so, if it is not authentic in terms of the lettering, the wording, in meaning it is. Because this vessel or utensils from which the dog licked, we cannot wash it 7 times, the first utilizing the soil, except that we empty it, we spill its contents. So even though from the narration standpoint of view the wording is inauthentic, but it is authentic in meaning. And from the report by At-Tirmidhi, At-Tirmidhi's version is using soil at the first or last time. So he used or, meaning the choice is there. Yet it may be said that this or here may indicate doubt from the side of the narrator, meaning he wasn't sure, the narrator himself. So, and if it is, you know, reflecting doubt on part of the narrator, then the report which we related earlier by Muslim, there is no doubt in it, and in which he mentioned that to be the first. And therefore we take that which is doubtful to that which is undoubtful. And in this, therefore, we conclude that the first wash utilizing the soil is the first one. Yet, if someone may say, if we can use the wording of At-Tirmidhi to indicate that the person has the choice, or for variation, then wouldn't this be more fitting rather than we take the narration to indicate doubt? Because doubt may reflect a criticism of the preservation of the narrator. So why shouldn't we take it and leave it as a choice? The answer is, we say that this point raised is true. Meaning, if the matter revolves between this term or is for variation or for choice or doubt, then by all means it is better to take it to mean variation or choice. And this is, however, in accordance with the context and with qara'in, with other supporting evidences. And this is a very beneficial matter of understanding, or basis of understanding. However, now, if we find a narration regarding the same hadith to indicate otherwise, to indicate no doubt, then in this case, this or which came in this hadith, we leave it as reflecting doubt on side of the narrator, on behalf of the narrator. Because the narration, when there is no, where there is no doubt in the wording, it is considered muhkam. It is considered clear. And the one when there is doubt in the reporting is from the ambiguous, not entirely clear. And وَالْقَاعِدَةُ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ, and the legal ruling concerning that which is muhkam and mutashabih, clear and not entirely clear, is that أن نحمل المتشابه على المحكم حتى يكون الجميع محكما, so that we refer that which is unclear to that which is clear, and therefore everything will be clear. This is a very important matter in all branches of Sharia, whether it's in the Quran, whether it's in the Hadith, in Fiqh, and so forth. So we say, indeed, this is this report by At-Tirmidhi, this or is to be understood to mean a reflection of doubt on behalf of the narrator. And therefore, we refer it to the report by Muslim, where Muslim reported it without this context of or. Muslim was certain the report was using soil for cleaning it at the first time. At the first time. And also, this report by Muslim is more authentic, and it's also more correct from the side of meaning, and حيث المعنى. And from the angle of meaning, it is known that the soil will lighten the najasa, the impurity. Such that what comes after the first wash with the dirt doesn't need the dirt. However, if we leave the dirt to the last one, the six washes before it might need the dirt or the soil. And there is the question now. Why is it that the author, Al-Hafiz Al-Asqalani rahimahullah, brought this hadith under this chapter of water? Yet it may be more fitting to put it in the chapter of removal of impurity and the way to remove impurity. The answer is, he brought it in order to make clear that the little water, if a dog licks in it or from it, then it is precautionary to leave it, and that it is impure, even though it may not change. Why is it so? Because if it is incumbent to purify the utensil which got impure with this water from which the dog licked, then by all means the water itself is impure. And that's why the author brought this to this chapter. From the benefits of this hadith, number one, that the dog is najis, is impure. And the dalil, the deduction is from the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam made it obligatory that there must be a purification, meaning to purify the thing which the dog touched, when he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Tuhuru ina'i ahadikum," the cleansing of the utensil belonging to one of you. And this could be also, this saying is almost unanimous, and in it there is a response to those who said that the dog is pure. Why this is a good response? Because this hadith is explicit in its response for such a claim. Now if we say, then it is a must that if the dog of hunting catches the prey, then it should be washed 7 times, and one of them in soil, because this is similar to the state of licking, but rather it could even be more intense in terms of the impurity inflicted on the hunted animal, because it will bring the bear held by its teeth, and it may be that it will mix with his saliva when he bites on it, on this flesh of the bear, and it may mix with the flesh of the bear, so it may be more intense than the issue of mere licking. Now what you heard, is it really fitting to the condition upon which the people were upon at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, where they used to use their dogs for hunting, and nothing transmitted to us, not even a single letter, that the Messenger ﷺ commanded them to wash what the dog touches in his mouth? The answer is no. And therefore, the ulama differed, the scholars differed concerning this matter. Some of the scholars said that it's a must to wash the hunted bird or animal that was touched by the mouth of the dog, because this is similar to the licking, or even more, and therefore it should be washed 7 times, one of them in the soil. And we know that the soil may spoil the meat, and therefore in this case it may really render it useless. However, they say in this response That which may be spoiled is only little, and therefore it could be washed away by a knife or something. And it may be that we can, instead of using the soil, we can use it, you clean it with soap. This is the first thing. The second thing of the scholars is this, that this is not a must, and it is because people used to hunt using their dogs at the time of the Prophet والسلام, and they used to ask the Messenger وسلم, regarding the ruling, or yes, with respect to the ruling on the animal hunted by the bird, by the dog, and he will give them the ruling, and he doesn't indicate to them directly or indirectly that what the dog touches by its mouth must be washed. And from this now we know that this is a matter which is excusable, meaning exempted. And one should not really be amazed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts the harm and unease of His Ummah, so that impurity or the remains of impurity will be entirely removed. Just imagine if someone needs to eat a dead corpse, dead body, and if he eats from it, does it inflict harm upon him? The answer, no. However, if he was not in need, then it will hurt him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets the benefit and the harm, and repels the harm by His command. So therefore, if it is clear now that the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, they used to hunt using their dogs, and ask the Prophet ﷺ regarding the ruling on these hunted animals, and not making it known to them, and he didn't make it known to them, neither by way of an authentic or inauthentic reporting that it is must, it's a must upon them to wash, then this indicates that it is not obligatory, and therefore this is exempted. And this is the preponderating opinion, the correct opinion, and this is the choice of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.